This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg addressed a joint session of the U.S. Congress today, invited by the leaders of both houses. He talked about the vital role the United States has played in the alliance.
America has been the backbone of our alliance. It has been fundamental to European security and for our freedom. We would not have the peaceful and prosperous Europe we see today without the sacrifice and the commitment of the United States.
Stoltenberg also described NATO's success.
We have experienced an unprecedented period of peace. So the NATO alliance is not only the longest lasting alliance in history, it is the most successful alliance in history.
The House Judiciary Committee has approved subpoenas aimed at getting the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation of the 2016 U.S. presidential election. All Congress has been promised to this point is a redacted copy. The committee and its Democratic majority want all the underlying evidence and exhibits Mueller used to put his final report together. Today's committee vote came after U.S. Attorney General William Barr failed to meet a Tuesday committee deadline to turn over the full report. More than a week after declaring victory over the Islamic State self-declared caliphate, U.S.-backed forces are still trying to rid the group's last stronghold of its fighters. A spokesman for the Syrian Democratic Forces says clearing operations in the northeastern Syrian town of Baghouz includes an ongoing hunt for ISIS members who have yet to give up the fight. Separately, the London-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights estimates there may be as many as 4,000 to 5,000 insurgent fighters and operatives in areas controlled by the SDF. For more news, you can always go online to voanews.com. You can also use the convenient VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she